If there is one thing guaranteed to annoy southeastern Alaskans, or indeed Alaskans from the entire state outside Anchorage, it's to read a claim by an Anchorageite that he represents the real Alaska and has for 30 years. So Mr. Pitchford starts off with a demerit. His argument that the best sports salmon fishing spots are all in the Cook Inlet area shows he has not fished southeast. Far worse is his jolly approach to the ghastly battles on the lower Kenai and the Russian rivers by so-called sportsmen who use 20-pound test lines and equally heavy lures and pretend they're fly fishing for salmon. He calls it the combat zone and tells how he fishes it. Embarrassing to think a real Alaskan would fish there. Of course, being a real Alaskan, he has to bring in thrilling encounters with grizzly bears. He writes of breaking the three primary rules of being in bear country. No gun, was carrying fish, and the bear didn't see him. That's garbage, of course. Unless you're a dead shot and know just where to shoot the bear, you would be in far worse trouble with a gun. Nothing stops you from dumping fish, and bears go by their keen sense of smell, not eyesight. He also confused brown bears with grizzlies. There's also a bit on the old gold rush town of Hope in South Central. He'd been told the tiny town had good fishing but didn't welcome visitors. He went down there anyway and asked about fishing. A resident told him the pool in the creek was privately owned by a man who didn't want trespassers. He went anyway and had lovely, if lonely, fishing. He also spotted a rock with a gold streak. Upon returning home, a geologist friend told him it was indeed gold. The two went down again and were enjoying the fishing and gold panning until the owner showed up and ordered them out. The bothersome bit about that to true Alaskans is the offhand way he treats the trespassing and the owner's legitimate complaints as a funny story. This is not to dispute the author's statement that he has flown in the bush in small planes or fished the streams he writes about, or even that he isn't an entertaining writer. All are totally true. The problem is his implied assertion that he is the master of sports fishing in all of Alaska and is sharing this knowledge with the Chechakos who dream of coming to the state. Yes, he is an accomplished sports fisher, and he does give valuable tips on fishing gear, how to pick a guide, and some good stories. If being a Chechako is your status and you want to come to Alaska to fish, read this book, but don't consider it the last word. Come to Southeast Alaska and give it a try. You will also meet some real Alaskans.